Over the years, I had a number of emails concerning pets. I had people saying that they loved their pets for so many years, about as long as 16 years, some of them even 20 years. And they want to know if pets survive, and I tell them, yes, pets do survive. But one question is, what happens to the pets between the interval between the pets crossing over and the time that the pet owner crosses over?
Well, let me tell you this, my friend. As with young David's pet, rat and other animals, they are looked after by his family members to be returned to him on his transition to the world of spirit. So, my friend, they are looked after by loved ones, friends in the world of spirit. Who would, as, let me tell you this way, if I was upon the earth plane and I had a dear canine that I loved dearly, and I had to go away for a holiday, and I entrusted yourself and your dear lady wife Wendy to look after them, would you not do that with love and harmony? And of course, when I return, would you not return the animal to me?
Absolutely, yes.
That is the same within the world of spirit, my friend. Someone looks after the animal in love and passes the animal back to the person when you return to the world of spirit. Of course, there is no ownership. The animal only resides with the person if it was shown love. No other reason. So merely feeding an animal is not sufficient.
Right.
You must love the animal also to allow the connection to take place.
And how long in the afterlife will the pets last? Do they last for a long, long time?
As long as what any other individual does, my friend.